Beer with Pleasant Strangers, episode 13. All right, welcome to another episode of Beer with Pleasant Strangers. This is a special episode. This is a special series of segments here. I have my buddy here, Robbie, with me, who I've been wanting to do this. This has been a desire of mine for a long, long time, to do something I call whale tasting with Robbie. Robbie's one of the original people who joined in the Tuesday Night Beer Society way back in the day.
That's true, yeah.
When we all just got together and drank beer. And as it has grown more and more, into the realm of fancy beers with fancy pedigrees and rarity, his personality has remained staunchly the same in that he's very superlative about his beer reviews, and so I always thought his beer reviews were great. So I wanted to have him on to try a whole bunch of beers that he hasn't ever had before and give his opinion on them. I call this Whale Tasting with Robbie. And so Robbie, yeah, tell me a little bit. Are you excited to be here? Are you excited to do this?
I'm thrilled, man. Thank you for having me, Joel.
How hard did I have to try to get you to do this?
You would have had better luck with, like Kanye West or trying to get him here.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's probably true. It took a while. So we're just going to jump right in without further ado. We have a small selection of beers. Some are more fancy than others. This first one is Allagash Farm to Face. This was 2016's Farm to Face. It is a sour wild ale. Has peaches in it. They actually brewed it. Originally, they brewed it as a pale ale, actually. They fermented it in stainless tanks with their house yeast. And after primary fermentation, they added Pediococcus and Lactobacillus, aged it for 10 months with 3 pounds of peaches per gallon from their friends at Applecrest Farm in New Hampshire.
Does it taste like a farm?
We're going to find out. Okay. I mean, you're going to tell me. Cool. So this is a cork and cage, so I didn't even need a bottle opener for this. This is great. We're just going to open it up. So so Robbie, what was the first beer that you had that you remember liking?
Now that I know my first craft beer, and everyone that knows what my favorite beer is, and that's Lagunitas Sucks. That was pretty much took all of this guy's Lagunitas Sucks. This was like, what, 2012, 2013?
Oh, is this the time you came over to my house and drank all of my Lagunitas Sucks that I had just got?
You had help. I had help. But yeah, that's pretty much happened. It was good.
I remember that. So, I remember waking up the next day and being like, where's my Lagunitas Sucks? Where'd it go? I just bought it.
Oh, man. We drank it all. it was really good though. So yeah, that's my favorite. It's been my favorite since then. My favorite has not really drifted around a lot. So I would say I've liked pretty much everything by Lagunitas except Aunt Sally. I didn't think that
so
was
pretty
very
much,
good.
Yeah, because Sucks is like a double IPA. So yeah. Hoppy West Coast style double IPA is what you would say is your favorite go-to style, maybe.
Yeah, I mean I've kind of lightened up a bit. I'm not too crazy about the hops, but I love the sours. I love the, I want to say Corona, but I won't. I just did.
Yeah,
but
you just did, so it's too late for that.
I'm joking, clearly.
Corona. All right there.
Yeah, no, this is actually Budweiser.
What do you got there? What is that?
This is Bud Light.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's, I know it's a little darker than most Budweisers, so.
Yeah, I couldn't have guessed what it was, Yeah. So, all right, here we go.
All right.
Here's Farm to Face, Allagash Farm to Face 2016. And let's see, what do we got in the aroma?
It smells like apple cider. I know it's peaches, but it smells like apple cider.
Definitely peaches, yeah. There's peaches. It's peach cobbler and peach pie. A little bit of peachy, but
are you sure?
Maybe Applecrest Farms.
I was gonna say Julian, but let's go.
Let's take a sip.
Cool. Yeah.
I get peach. It's peach. It's peaches all the way down. It's just like it's turtles all the way down. It's peaches. This beer, really smooth. It's actually not assertive. Not assertive. It's really delicious. It's really tasty.
It tastes like a sour. So I can definitely confirm it's a sour.
Okay.
It is pretty sour. I don't taste apple, and I'm not sure I taste peach either.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to taste apple. There's no apple in it.
I smelled apple, so I was figuring I was just going to taste apple. But, I mean,
So thumbs up or thumbs down or thumbs sideways?
It's fantastic. Yeah. No, it's really good.
Okay. So
you can just a good sour. It tastes like a sour beer. If you had just handed this to me and I hadn't seen the bottle, I'd be like, you know, Joel, this is a sour.
Okay.
And it tastes.
And you would be correct.
It tastes like a sour beer. So
right on.
It's good. 5 stars, man. 5 stars.
All right. We're gonna quaff this, and then we'll be on to the next beer in just a moment. All right. We're back. This is beer number. I don't even know. I've already lost track. But this is the next beer that we're going to do. Whale tasting with Robbie. So instead of having another sour or pale beer, we decided to switch it up with a barrel-aged stout, which I know is your favorite style. You've told me many times.
Yeah.
This is KBS from Founders. This is the 2016 release. Founders makes this beer once a year, or releases it once a year, and it is an imperial stout that is aged with chocolate and coffee in oak bourbon barrels, and they age it for a long, long time. And for a while, this was a beer that was extremely sought after. People were trading crazy stuff for it. You couldn't find it. Nowadays, today, we are blessed in Southern California. This has hit distribution now. And we get it at our local bottle shops, and it's pretty awesome. So, yeah, we're just gonna have it. What do you think about? Have you had any of the beers like this before?
Yeah. No, interestingly enough, when I got rid of the, when I stopped going hard on the hops, kind of moved over to the stouts. And you're right, they were not something I've always liked. So, you know, I prefer my nice clean. I switched out my. Whatever it was for Coors, so we have the Coors over here.
Oh, that's Coors now? Oh,
yeah, so yeah. I know it's a heavy pour, but you need to stay refreshed. So, Joel, do you know what KBS stands for?
It stands for Kentucky Breakfast Stout.
Okay, I was thinking of something completely different. So,
it you might think the B stands for bourbon, but it doesn't, or barrel, but it doesn't, or birch tree. Or something like that, but it doesn't.
I wasn't thinking any of that, so...
Beechwood.
Okay.
Beechwood
okay.
Aged, like, yeah. Yeah. So, what are you doing there? Oh, that just came right off, huh? All right. Yeah.
I mean,
this was a beer that I tried to get for a long time. That's great. That's beautiful.
Thanks, yeah.
And I was so stoked when I finally got it and tried it, and then it was like, all you know, right after that, it was like, it's everywhere and everyone can get it. So this one, I'm sorry, is not as whaley as it used to be, but
that's okay. It looks dark. It's a dark beer.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Let's
okay. Set this down.
Let's take the aroma. Wow. I get loads of chocolate and bourbon on the nose and a little bit of woodsy McWoodsy Woodersons.
Yeah, it's like driving up to Yosemite right now.
It's a touch on the cold side. We want to let it warm up a bit, but
we're gonna take it over here to the barbecue.
Take it over to the grill and fire it up.
We'll wood fire some bourbon barrel. I don't know how you know. Normally, you know, I'm used to my lighter stuff. You don't want to age stuff. So you're saying this is old, man? That's kind of scary.
This is old. And when it was released, which was a year and a half ago, at that point it had probably been aged for a year, is my guess. I know some Founders barrel aged beers are aged for more than a year in bourbon barrels. They age them underground because Founders is in Michigan. I don't know if you know this, but Michigan gets snowed on, and things freeze for a decent amount of the year, a large chunk of the year. So these barrels, they store them in a subterranean facility. This is my understanding. I've never been there, never visited, but Founders, that's what they do. That's how they do it. So they have massive quantities of barrels because they're producing this beer in very large scale nowadays, whereas it used to be a much, much smaller release. So what do you think? Have you tasted it yet?
I'm giving it a second while you talk. I was thinking of, you know, what else lives underground, like... Anyone from Fallout, the game. Sorry, I'm bringing games to our beer time.
That's true. Yeah, the Fallout
vaults.
I just started playing Fallout 4 for the first time. No spoilers. I just started playing it.
Yeah. It's good.
I literally got out of the vault and found my old robot friend and was running around the neighborhood with him.
Man, that's rough. It's dark.
So you didn't used to like dark beers, is what you're saying, right?
No, I've grown into them a little more. They were definitely, you know, because I'm not the biggest coffee or chocolate fan. I've made so many enemies by saying that right there. But
that's okay. To each his own.
Something got weird with me and with Hops and I. We just, we broke up. They took their CDs back. It got messy. So I've been enjoying them a little more, but I mean, people change, people grow. It's good though. Definitely chocolate. It's hanging out with it's like coffee. Yeah, it's like coffee and chocolate hanging out. So it's high. It's good. It's
hanging out in the bottle, kind of coexisting, kind of mm-hmm. commingling, intermingling. This is aged pretty well. I like it. It's still good.
Yeah, it's coffee and chocolate. So snuggling like a couple of high schoolers.
So you've been giving numerical ratings to these other beers. Which one? Do you have one for this one?
Did I rate all the other beers?
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you've been giving them numbers. Yeah.
What is my? Am I 1 to 5?
I don't know what your scale is. You just gave them numbers.
Well, this one is D for dark.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're switching to letters now.
Yeah, it's dark out of 10.
All right.
No, it's good. If I were to rate it with a quarter rating, I want to say 4.
4. Okay.
I want to say 4.
This is a 4. All right, cool.
I'd probably sit there at 3.75 for a while and be like, and then I'd probably bump it up.
All right, well.
But that's just me, I mean.
We'll finish these tasters and then we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, we'll finish the whole thing. It's going to get really messy. I need to cleanse my palate with the cores here. But yeah.
Ooh, I should not have quaffed that, but I do not regret it one bit. All right, we're back with another beer. This one is also, I'm sorry, this is not as whaley of a beer, but it is a beer that was only released in Southern California. It was a collaboration between McKellar San Diego and Three Sons Brewing, which is in Florida. Yeah, I don't know if you know, there's a lot of things that come from Florida that are good things, and Three Sons is one of them.
In Florida.
Yes, you are Cuban. You
I can
are
say
Cuban
that.
Ancestry.
I am half. I'm straight half Cuban, so I can
straight,
say that.
Straight half.
Half, straight half, yeah.
Okay.
Not curved.
Okay, straight, gotcha.
Like a straight line.
We don't need this bottle opener. But so this is, this is again, an imperial stout in a can. It has blackberries and spices added to it. Don't ask me what kind of spices. Could have been Floridian spices. We don't know. Yeah. And, you know, as we've already talked a little bit about the fact that dark beers were not your first love. And here I am giving you more dark beer. By the way, what have you got now?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I know it looks the same, but believe it or not, I did switch it out. I finished it all, the last one. But now we're doing some good old PBR.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I like PBR. Nice. Every now and again.
High quality, fine beer right there. So. Unfortunately, you can drink this kind of stuff for days and not feel it. So that's kind of why I'm putting it down. It's not a big deal. Unlike these are you got to be a little more careful with these ones.
I mean, these are special. You know, I'm opening these just for you. Well, wow. Because I value your feedback on these. You know, I'm going to take it.
I mean, I appreciate that. I have a lot of quality insights.
Also, okay. This video is going to be posted on the internet for the whole world to see. And so,
people are going to hate me after this. No, I'm kidding.
It's a stout. Like I said, blackberries and spices, not barrel aged. It's in a can.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a stout. You know, normally they come in glass, so this seems a little weird. And they spelled smooth wrong.
Smooth. Smooth B Love Machine.
Not quite okay with that. That's.
They also embedded the guy in a slice of pie in the label art. Poor dude. Must have hurt when he went in the oven.
So I can tell you, I'm smelling something. I don't know what. But it smells like spices.
Like spices? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just get like, yeah, it's... I get the blackberry, but it's like a Fig Newton... Whatever kind of spices they put in, like those Fig Newton cookies, it's like they put that with the berries, with this. So I don't know. It's pretty good, but it's not as I don't know. I guess it's not as decadent as I was expecting personally.
I don't think it's terrible. No, I think it's pretty good. It's a weird sweetness, not like overbearing sweet, but it finishes. It's definitely not the coffee or chocolate. From that other one, but it's solid. We'll take it. It's grade school spelling and grammar out of 10.
Would you buy a can for $8? Because that's how much it costs for one can. Just being real, just being honest. That's how much it costs.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, but you wouldn't find me drinking this stuff on a regular basis, so I'm more of my PBR type. Yes, cheers, my friend. It's good.
All right. All right, cool. Well, there you go. Three Sons, McKellar, San Diego, collaboration, power smooth. What's your number rating for it?
I already rated it. It's a grade school misspelling out of 5.
Okay, there you go.
10, sorry, out of 10. So
Grade
school typos out of 10.
I don't know. The scale keeps moving. Great. All right, we'll finish these tasters, and then we'll move on to the next one.
And you'll see what fantastic beer I have lined up over here in this big one.
Oh, you brought beer, too. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm switching out the beers here.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
PBR. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back, and here we have another beer. Again, this is not the whaliest beer in the world, but it is old, which automatically makes a beer rarer and better. This is the brewery Ruse, which is their sour blonde ale aged in oak barrels. Ooh. Our take on the Goose style ale, this intensely tart and funky beer combines three different vintages of our barrel-aged sour blonde ale. So we're back to sours. Are you excited?
I am. It better be funky like a 70s movie.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, so this one is, this is Ruse, yes, from the brewery, from the year 2012. So you do the math. It's 2017. This is a 5-year-old Goose from the brewery, which at that point had not yet branched off into Brewery Taru and the brewery. Brewery Taru is now their Wild Ales, brand, or what you want to call it.
I think you pronounced that wrong, Joel. There's an X in that word, I know for a fact. So
there is an X in that word, yeah. But so I did pronounce it correctly.
I'm pretty sure it was wrong. You should pronounce the X's. They're very important. But that's okay. That's very old, and if you all were here, you would smell a smoke in the air, and that's my brain because Joel brought math in. So there.
I did. We did. There is a lot of carbon monoxide hanging in a low haze
when numbers start throwing around. I just, no way.
So look at this. It's pretty clear. There's a little bit of haze going on in there, Ooh, this is pretty funky. What's it smell like to you?
Sour beer.
I get a little bit of a Beemster or like an aged Gouda cheese or something like that. A little bit of a Parmesan almost. Not quite Parmesan, but
I'm
Asiago.
I don't know about cheese in my beer, but pretty sure it'd be good. Which I don't know if it'll rival. I switched over here. Now we're sipping the High Life, the Miller High Life. So also another fantastic, pick.
You brought everything tonight.
Oh yeah, I brought all the greats. We try some of these other ones. But
arsenal of American adjunct lager, a who's who.
I mean, this is America, man. All right, let's try this, shall we? It's like a really sour water.
Sour water. Okay, cool.
It's like if I took a sip of this and a sip of this, it's like thin. It's thin. I know it's liquid. It's supposed to be thin, but like tastes thin.
It is. You know what? It is a Goose, and Gooses tend to be pretty light on the ABV, but tend to be a little heavy on the funk and on the crackery kind of flavors and cheesy, crackery, dirty sock drawer, funky, stinky flavors. Yeah, this one's 5.9%. And this is 5 years old, in the bottle, aged in the bottle all this time. So, it seems to have, if anything, to me, the edges have worn off a little bit,
Salt. Salty. It's salty.
It's salty.
Salty, yeah. That's, I pulled that word out of my highest vocabulary, so.
There's probably a BJCP term for salty.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Saline.
I don't really know terms.
Salinity. Desalination plant. Something like that.
It's. I believe it's SO2, right? Salt? Or S2O?
No, that is not correct.
That's sodium, right?
Yes, no, that is incorrect. Definitely incorrect. NaCl. Sodium chloride. That's salt.
The National Association of chlorine liquidators.
Or that. It could be, yeah, actually. That could be a thing.
I like the S2O better.
I'm not even going to look it up, though. I'm not going to bother because I know I'm right. So, I don't know. What you've been rating all these beers on a sliding scale that I'm still figuring out. What do you think about this one?
Sour salt out of 10.
Sour salt out of 10?
Yeah, sour salt out of 10.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll change it up. We'll get another beer and finish these tasters, and we'll be back. Okay, we're back. We're back with another can. This one, I'm proud to say, I feel is a whale. It is a can whale in as much as there are such things. This is Monkish and Omnipolo's collaboration, Space Cookie. Space Cookie.
Cookies from Outer Space.
And what style of beer do you guess this is? Just by hearing the name, what do you think it is? Do you know?
Well, honestly, I would go with another stout.
It is not a stout.
Oh.
Boom, you are incorrect. It is a double IPA with cookies, milk, sugar, and vanilla beans. I know. That sounds really weird. So this is Space Cookie from Monkish and Omnipolo. This was their very first collaboration together ever of all time. And I'm proud to say this is like a can that most people would be really stoked on getting. So I look forward to hearing what you think of it. We're just gonna open it up and go.
And you know, while you crack that open, I tell you about my newest beer here. It's I didn't pour so much of it. Actually, I've been going through it. So it's the newest. It's a pretty fresh Sculpin, actually. So it's pretty good.
That's Sculpin right there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's really good. I was gonna go with invasive species, but decided just to, you know, check out the new Sculpin instead. It's really good.
So. I boss poured that for myself because guess what? I know I really like this beer and I'm going to like it even more with a giant full pour.
You know, if it's a cookie from outer space, then let's go.
So again, this is a beer with weird adjuncts added to it. It is a double IPA, but I mean, you be the judge.
Well, I can tell you it smells like an IPA. So.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah, it smells like a beer. It smells like an IPA. And IPAs are beers, believe it or not. So that's my knowledge.
That is true.
For you guys, yeah.
You have that knowledge. This was canned on the 20th of June. So that's the day. That's the day it happened. That was the magical day.
Not bad.
On the day that this came out, people swarmed the brewery to get it, and they were, beer traders were trading this stuff for crazy, crazy things. Crazy things! So, what do you think?
That's really good. Yeah. I'm not good with the flavors, but it's definitely it's a weird sweetness. There's a weird sweetness there that I don't expect from IPAs.
Okay.
So it's almost like, you know, you told me it was an IPA and you say cookies and vanilla and all that stuff and you pour it and I'm expecting to see like something really dark and I don't.
So if Lagunitas Sucks is your ideal IPA, this next to Lagunitas Sucks is to what? What is this to Lagunitas Sucks?
It's sweet.
That's true. It is quite sweet. It tastes like Nilla wafers to me. That's what it tastes like.
It tastes like cookies, milk, sugar, and vanilla bean. And no, I did not just read that off the can. I was actually admiring the art.
The artwork is pretty cool. I don't know if you can see it from here, but it is very pretty.
Yes, it is a cookie in space. I wonder, you know, not Oreo. It doesn't taste like Oreos.
No, no, no.
Although that would probably make a pretty good beer, too.
I don't know if it would make a good IPA, though. Like, I'm sketched on whether or not it would make a good IPA. Oreo IPA?
I'll tell you what, though. If this one finishes really clean.
Yeah?
So
okay.
It's not like it's not a heavy hoppy. I'm not getting like a ton of hops that I just am full after one sip. So it seems on the softer side. Not like a bad soft. Like.
So on your rating scale that you've been going with here tonight, what does this one get?
Oh, this is a space cookie out of 10. Yeah.
Okay, space cookie out of 10.
Yeah, it gets a space cookie. Yep.
So it's in orbit. Is it in orbit or is it interstellar?
It's somewhere. It's somewhere between the moon and
Kuiper belt.
Yeah. Well, one of Jupiter's moons, not ours.
The Oort cloud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the little eye.
The eye of Jupiter's mm-hmm. red storm?
Yeah, that's where they got the cookies from. It's a fun fact.
Oh,
I looked it up while you were talking about it.
I was off dinking around doing something else.
Yep, it's good.
All right, cool. Well, this is great. We're going to finish these pours, then we'll move on to the next beer. Dun, dun, dun. By the way, Robbie doesn't know any of these beers. They're all surprises when I pull them out. He has no clue. Most of them he's never even heard of. It's just all a surprise to him.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've not heard of anything except Sculpin.
All right, this is it. We're back. This is the denouement. This is the end. This is the finale right here. I have two beers for you to try. The common thread between these two beers is they are both collaborations with a meadery out of Prescott, Arizona, Superstition Meadery. One is called Goodbye Tomorrow. It's a collaboration with Abnormal Beer Company here in San Diego. The other one is called Iridium Flare, which is a really cool name, I think. And it's a collaboration with Bottle Logic out of Anaheim, California, up where Disneyland is.
I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, you've been to Disneyland.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, this brewery is right nearby. So
are they stouts?
This one is a stout. So this one, Goodbye Tomorrow, is a stout. This one is a braggot, technically. If you were going to say what beer it was like it would be like a strong ale aged in bourbon barrels mixed with mead. This one is a stout based on a mead recipe brewed in collaboration. Both of them brewed in collaboration with the meadery, the same meadery. So we're going to try these out side by side. They're not one-to-one the same, but they are very similar, and they have the same collaborator, so.
All right. We'll see if I can tell them apart. Probably not.
So this is Goodbye Tomorrow. Very dark. Very viscous.
It is very dark.
Pretty much not any head forming. Very, very, very little head retention.
Extremely dark.
And then Iridium Flare next. It's a little dark out here now, but you might be able to tell that the color on this one is much more purple. Purpley, dark red. A lot more head. It's actually got a little transparency to it. Iridium Flare is a braggot that is basically a barrel-aged strong honey ale, and they added marionberries, which are a type of berry that's found in Oregon. Or who knows, Oregon might actually have the state like trademark on marionberries. I don't really know. And it's aged in bourbon barrels, as I mentioned. This one, Goodbye Tomorrow, is not aged in any barrel of any kind, but it is brewed in collaboration with Superstition Meadery and Mostra Coffee. Actually, Mostra Coffee contributed. Oh, hey, I didn't even realize that. Basically, it's based on a mead called Date Night, which is made with Belgian candy sugar, coffee, and dates. So they added some Ugandan vanilla beans to this one to change it up a little bit, and applied some extended boil to create additional viscosity. So this was one of Abnormal's releases from last year, and then this is one of BottleLogic's Level 2 specialty releases from 2017, from this year.
Well, so I'm not sure the majority of what you just said, but I gauge that it's beer.
So let's start with Iridium Flare, the purple
That's
the purple one.
I do see the purpleness.
Yep, you got it. Right there.
Cheers, friend.
Take a sniff. It's very, it smells sweet. It smells of bourbon. It smells of the bourbon vanilla, vanilla-y, vanilla-ish.
That smells like beer, too. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, freak. That's so good. Holy man. Holy man. Oh, holy man. It's so tasty.
Give me a second. You tell me.
I know the complexity is overwhelming your taste buds right now, but jammy. Yeah. It's got, it's like you took some sort of like berry jam that was foraged from wild foraged berries, and you went to some town in the mountains somewhere that had like a street carnival on the weekend, and you wound up going to the one old toothless lady's like booth, and she was the one that made like the foraged berry jam and something like, and you took that home, and then like you tasted it and slathered it on some toast and ate it, and then just quaffed a bunch of bourbon at the same time and just got blitzed on bourbon while you were having like this toast with this foraged berry jam. That's pretty much what it tastes like to me.
Yeah, like really dark pajamas, you know?
Pajamas?
Like, yeah, jammy. Okay. Pajamas.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Very comfortable for the tongue.
There is a lot going on. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you were just wandered into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and you just fell into like a pool of candy stuff, and you just don't know. It's like all the candies mixed together. It's like all the waste candy at the end,
and it just floods your nostrils and goes down and your throat. Just, and you're just choking
clogs everything, and you're just it's a good way to go because you're drowning in candy. But it's kind of like I don't know what's going on. It's complex.
Okay, all right.
The vastness of the vast profile.
And now let's grab the darker of the two. This is Goodbye Tomorrow from Abnormal.
Cheers.
Cheers.
It smells. It smells like it's going to be very...
way roasty.
That's one way
I smell vanilla.
It.
I smell a lot of vanilla on this one. Whoa. Like, the Uganda vanilla beans. I mean, I can't say that I've ever had a Uganda vanilla bean to know what the difference is, but... overwhelmingly, I get the vanilla from the aroma.
I think I agree, but I actually have no idea. It's very strong, though.
Well, it's different. It's way thinner. It's not bourbon barrel aged. It's not barrel aged at all, for one. It's much thinner.
You know, Joel, for some reason, I taste fish right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye Tomorrow. You can taste fish, huh?
I don't eat fish, so no. And I taste fish suddenly.
Could have been Garibaldi Tomorrow or Grouper Tomorrow or some other type of fish that begins with G.
I don't know what you got. My knowledge of fish is...
Goldfish Tomorrow.
My fishies knowledge is not that vast.
Koi Tomorrow. Well, koi doesn't begin with a G, but it's close. GK. GK. K in the alphabet.
This, believe it or not, has a lot of I don't know going on. So, yeah.
It's supposed to have dates in it. And honestly, I don't taste the dates. Not right now. It's all vanilla. The vanilla is all I get. It's like the dates, if they threw dates in there, they all went away. They all just faded away into nothing.
You know what I taste? Beer.
And there you have it. So, Robbie, thank you for joining me. What once again, like, what would you rate these?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Do you have on your scale? You've got Iridium Flare first. How about that one first?
This is, oh my goodness, I'm drowning in candy out of 10.
Okay.
And
then Goodbye Tomorrow.
I really want to like it. This is weird dark apples and something else going on.
Weird dark apples and something else going on.
It's like shooting fish with apples in a barrel. We're shooting fish with apples.
Okay.
In a barrel out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I got.
All right, great. So favorite of the evening. Do you have one? Can you pick one?
I'm going to go with the Sculpin I had earlier. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Wow, man.
Oh, one of these.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, of the whole night, like, I had that one earlier, allegedly. I mean, I don't know.
Well, this
it
is
looks
just
an
water.
Awful
this
lot
is
like water to me.
No, but this is water. No,
oh, that
the other
is.
Ones, yeah.
Oh.
No, this is actually water.
Oh, okay.
Someone right. told me they were making me drink water. No, the first one, the Allagash.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like sours.
Farm to face.
The one of the other sours we just did. Yeah.
Yeah, the goose, the ruse.
The ruzy goozy was too sour. But the Allagash was really well balanced. So.
All right.
It
cool.
was good. Yeah. And then the Sculpin, close second.
Well, thanks for joining me and drinking all my beer and bringing all those American adjunct lagers with you.
Thanks for having me on and thanks for sharing the beers, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Any time. Well, not any time, but you know, again, we'll do it again sometime. You know, I've got your number. I'll call you.
I mean, expert opinion. Always
yeah,
needed.
For sure. I'll bring it on. So, but before we go, do you have anything you want to say? I mean, I have an audience out there. At least I think I do. And you know, if they want to find you on social media or you know, stalk you on the internet, is there a way for them to do that? Can they do that? I mean, I know they can, but
yeah,
can
they could
you,
if they wanted to. The people are going to try and probably find me for saying I was drinking a bunch of Corona and Coors Light and Sculpin. I'm kind of I've kind of been kind of an old grandpa in terms of social media. It's recent, but Let's go with Instagram at RF Eternal.
RF Eternal. Okay,
just one word.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Thanks, man.
And
we can do that.
Yeah,
we'll start with that. We'll just do that.
There you go.
Thanks,
and
guys.
If you want to follow Robbie. Man. Cool. Thanks for being on. I'm gonna finish these. You know what? I might just mix them together. I don't know. Let's get creative.
And I'm gonna pass these on to someone else that wants to drink them.
Yeah. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. You know, you can find all of this content on beerwithpleasantstrangers.com. You can watch videos there. You can also follow us on YouTube, Beer with Pleasant Strangers. You can also subscribe on Google Play Music, and you can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
In the meantime,
you should do all of them if you can. I know it's overwhelming. And we're also on Twitter at BeerWPS.
And if you don't have any of those accounts to do all of that,
and Instagram,
you have to make one.
Yeah, and Instagram, Beer with Pleasant Strangers.
Just
in any case, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, if you're listening. In the meantime, don't be a stranger. We'll see you later. Thanks.